A long time ago, when my daughter was 14, she had a homework assignment. Choose 6 people, dead or alive, real or fictional, with whom you would want to be stuck on a deserted island. I assumed I'd be one of them. Her brother was, in her godfather, and Mary Poppins, and Matafu, a resourceful young boy in a book she was reading, and Doogie Howser, of course, a TV doctor. As she ticked off the names, I was certain that the last person would be me. But she chose Anne of Green Gables instead, because Anne was young and could have babies. She'd be more useful, Mum. For months after, whenever this daughter needed something, a ride, a sandwich, help with her homework, I'd tell her, go ask Anne of Green Gables. All of which reminds me of the danger of lists, a danger evident in a just-published book, The 101 Most Influential People Who Never Lived, subtitled, How Characters of Myth, Legends, Television, and Movies Have Shaped Our Society, Challenged Our Behavior, and Set the Course of History. The authors, Alan Lazar, Dan Carlin, and Jeremy Salter, list their top 10 most influential invented people as the Marlboro Man, because he's the biggest mass killer, Big Brother, King Arthur, Santa Claus, Hamlet, Dr. Frankenstein's monster, Siegfried, Sherlock Holmes, Romeo and Juliet, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. A great list. Interesting. But there are thousands of characters who are equally worthy. Heroic, historic, romantic, comic, controversial, or simply entertaining. Who have endured, though they never lived. Whose name alone, think Tiny Tim, evokes memory. Whom we think and talk about. Who exist, not in the real world, but somewhere just out of reach. And so, I give you an addendum. 101 more influential people who never were. These are my top 10. Scarlett O'Hara, George Bailey, all the little women, Meg, Jo, Beth, and Amy, Harry Potter, Anne of Green Gables, of course, the millionaire, and they said they think they, Dorian Gray, the Grim Reaper, Snow White. The rest, the Grinch, Miss Havisham, the Boogeyman, Guinevere, Silas Marner, Willy Wonka, Mother Goose, Ralph Cramden, Big Bird, Betty Crocker, Jessica Tate, Charlie Brown, Dick Tracy, the Bobbsey Twins, Wile E. Coyote, Dr. Kildare, the Waltons, Samantha Stevens, Tony and Maria, Sam Malone, the Man in the Moon, Ali Baba, Beauty and the Beast, Columbo, Hans Brinker, Dudley Do-Right, Jim Anderson, Bazooka Joe, Dr. Richard Kimball, Fred Flintstone, Gomer Pyle, Cyrano de Bergerac, Casey at the Bat, Fonzie, Howdy Doody, Lucy Ricardo, The Prince and the Pauper, Beaver Cleaver, The Lone Ranger, Hawkeye, Joe Schmo, Jane Doe, Sybil, Maverick, Popeye, The Real McCoys, Shane, Lassie, Heidi, Spider-Man, Clark Kent, Jack Bauer, Father Ralph DeBricassar, Annie, Zorro, Raggedy Ann and Andy, Hedda Gabler, Mona Lisa, Tinkerbell, Ichabod Crane, Ben-Hur, Aunt Jemima, The $6 Million Man, Oliver Twist, Mr. Darcy, The Hunchback of Notre Dame, Sawyer, Citizen Kane, The Invisible Man, Jack and Jill, Jack and Rose, Garp, Pinocchio, Dr. Faustus, Evangeline, Rabbit Angstrom, Charlie Gordon, Auntie Mame, Eliza Doolittle, Humpty Dumpty, The Catcher in the Rye, Dirty Harry, Ethan Frome, Mr. Chips, The Hobbit, Merlin, Kilroy, The Last of the Mohegans, Lolita, and Lady and the Tramp. You know who's not on there, my friend Anne said? Casper Milktoast, and Princess Summerfall Winter Spring, and Betty and Veronica, and the Pillsbury Doughboy. And on it can go. Kramer, Lassie, the Phantom of the Opera, Ulysses, Madame Bouvray, and will go, for as long as there are stories and real people to tell them.
Now Beverly talks about what inspired her to write this week's column.
Interestingly enough, at first I thought it was very biased. I thought there were way more men on the list than women, which there are. I think that their list is 21 women out of 101. But then I did my list, and it was pretty biased too. I'm a female. People think that it would be easy to just crank out a list. Well, first of all, this is not true, because if you knew how I spelled, you would say, don't do a list. So the spelling was hard. What was really fun in the beginning, you know, like everything, you get all excited, and I said, oh, I want to do my own list. But it took a long, long time. It took a long time because I would add somebody and then take the person off. How did I feel when I was not on my daughter's list when she was 14 years old? I grieved. I was really annoyed with her. I couldn't believe she chose Anne of Green Gables. To this, how many years later is it? And I still bring it up. It's a family joke. But she was very certain that I wouldn't be useful on her island, which I wouldn't have been, because I don't know how to build things the way her godfather John could. And I wasn't a doctor, so I couldn't save people's lives. And I certainly couldn't have babies like Anne of Green Gables. So that was it. Mums are useful in many ways. And my daughter kept telling me that, and keeps telling me that to this day. But I wouldn't pick me for an island. I would be useless. And besides, I'd complain all the time.
See more of the club's regional coverage. Pick up the Thursday or Sunday editions of the club.